Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're listening to J.P. Morgan, the CEO of CEO J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, says this. Listen to this. This is the greatest country at the greatest time in history. Things are going so good. Business is doing so well. People are being so blessed. Jobs, jobs, jobs. As a matter of fact, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
John, this is so exciting.
Business is booming in America again.
350,000 jobs were just added,
that's
supposedly,
right,
during the government shutdown.
Double the amount that they
yes.
were expecting. Double
yes.
the amount.
And that, a job means this. A job means livelihood.
That's right.
A job means you can take care of your needs, your home, your family. You can pay your bills, you
and
know?
In America, a lot of wants.
Oh, yes.
A
yes,
lot of wants.
Truly.
It's a blessed, blessed nation.
It
and
is.
And it's getting more blessed, believe it or not.
Yes.
By the day.
What I say is just, let's be grateful for it.
Yes,
there's so
absolutely.
Many things that we can do. And we talk about all the time with the VFNKB love boxes.
Yes.
You know, we can do that and send them out to the nations and to the Philippines, for example, because America's so blessed.
Yeah.
And so we could do something
yeah.
with this blessing that
and
God's given
believers,
us.
And as believers, we always talk about blessed to be a blessing.
True.
You know? So understand
yeah.
the reason why you're being blessed.
That's important. Yeah, we were talking about that with VFNKB, VFN Kingdom Business, that we help empower you in your mountain of culture, whatever it is, whether it's faith or business, family, education, arts and entertainment, media and government, so that when you get there and God's blessing you there and gives you great wealth or great influence, that
that's
you
right.
can use that, as he said, to
use
be able to
platform.
Gain interest in his kingdom. It's just a powerful thing. Well, listen, this is the CEO of J.P. Morgan. His name is Jamie Dimon, and he is being truthful. Thank God for truthfulness, because everybody's benefiting yeah. from what's going on.
It's time to speak up.
It's time to speak up. So let's join. This is J.P. Morgan talking about how good it is in the country right now, the best time in history. Check it out.
On the economy. You get data from all over the world that J.P. Morgan gets. Would you say right now the U.S. economy is in reasonable shape?
Yeah, when we look at the economy, I always look, where are the potholes? So we did see potholes in 07 and 08 and leverage and mortgage. There are no real potholes there, okay? But I give the other way around. America has the best hand ever dealt of any country on this planet today, ever. Okay, and you know, Americans don't fully appreciate what I'm about to say. We have peaceful, wonderful neighbors in Canada and Mexico. We've got the biggest military barriers ever built called the Atlantic and the Pacific. We have all the food, water, and energy we will ever need. Okay, we have the best military on the planet, and we will for as long as we have the best economy. And if you're a liberal, listen closely to me in that one. Okay, because the Chinese would love to have our economy. We have the best universities on the planet. They're great ones elsewhere, but these are the best. We still educate most of the kids who start businesses around the world. We have a rule of law, which is exceptional. If you don't believe me, and we talk about Britain, Brazil, Russia, India, Venezuela, Argentina, China, India, believe me, it's not quite there. We have a magnificent work ethic. We have innovation from the core of our bones. You can ask anyone in this room, what can you do to be more productive? Ask your assistants, factory floors, we do it. It's not just the Steve Jobs, it's this broad depth. We're the widest and deepest financial markets the world's ever seen. Okay, and I just made a list of these things, and maybe I missed something. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. And we have it today. Yes, we have problems. But, you know, when I hear people down, if you travel around the world, I mean, get an airplane, travel around the world, and go to all these other countries, and tell me what you think. Go to Europe. You want to talk about bad, you know, tough regulations and bad politics? You know, so we have it all, and we just need to fix the, you know, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot, in my opinion. We've been doing a pretty good job shooting ourselves in the foot.
This is so important, truth, you know,
yeah.
coming from the leaders. J.P. Morgan, a very large institution. And
long history.
Long history, but just being honest. And listen, this is the truth. Imagine being this awesome, being this blessed, and we chose to focus on something that wasn't true, to focus on the negative. And this is whatever you look at, that's what you become. Whatever you believe, that's who you are.
Well, lack of yeah. gratitude. This is what dominates yeah. the news cycle.
Yeah.
All the problems, but I tell you what, I'd rather have the problems we have in America than the problems we have in any other country.
Well, they're small, man.
Small problems.
You know, yes.
Lowest unemployment ever for African Americans, lowest unemployment for Hispanics, lowest unemployment for Asian Americans, I believe.
Yes.
And like 60-year low for women.
Women unemployment
rates. It's Beautiful. It's a wonderful thing, which means people are working again. In fact, the Secretary of Small Business Administration, Linda McMahon, said we have more jobs today than we have people to fill them. And the president saying, we want immigration. We need the best and the brightest folks to come to our country.
On a merit-based system.
On a merit-based
system. People who want to be an American in a legal way.
And add value to the nation.
Right.
Bring their intelligence, bring their work ethic.
Right.
And assimilate with our culture and our constitution.
So you're looking at, this is a time to celebrate. And you're looking at 24 months. I mean, God did
this
in 24 months. This is, no man could have done this, but God will put a man that he uses to lead things. And he's shown great favor around the world, about to cut a financial deal, it looks like, with China, who's been stealing our intellectual property. This 5G network, which is the next network that's going to bring us into a realm that's going to be wildly amazing,
unknowns.
A lot of unknowns. But China would be over it if President Trump was stepping in. And you know, reportedly, this particular leader of Huawei was into espionage and taking our secrets to be able to use it for those that are set as adversary, like Iran, to the countries and all. That's why they got her right now. They're trying to extradite her into America. If we don't get the 5G, and China gets the 5G network, which potentially is just going to be low-flying satellites and your phone will go directly to the satellite, then they will actually have access to everything you say, everything you do, everywhere your mapping system goes on your phone. And China, who is a communist nation, who is tearing down the cross.
Who is a police state.
A police state. They're actually retraining camps for their people.
Re-education
camps. And they're about to clamp down on everything. They have a social media system, which is mandated now.
Which is really a nanny government that's policing their people on every single thing they do, giving them a grading system.
So you think of it like a Facebook,
but
it's not a Facebook, but it's like that. And you, whatever, they will score you based on how, if you crossed a walk at the wrong time, because they got cameras that are watching you. Cameras that actually will read your voice and what you're saying, your mouth, what your words are going on. And they're keeping all this data, and they're rating you based on, you know, if you get a low rating, if you talk bad about the country, if you do something wrong or hang out with the wrong person, they start lowering your rating, which means you might not be able to get a job, you might not get an education, you might not be able to. 11,000 people reportedly were not allowed to be able to catch a train or a transportation system because they were rated low on that system.
They're changing behavior patterns by fear, control, and manipulation, and shame.
Well, it's revelation. Horrible. I mean, you think about America's a wonderful country compared to that. And you're looking at, you know, the Revelation chapter 12 or 13, where he says you can't buy or sell without the permission of this leader, this beast economy. And so that's happening. So why in the world? It's time to celebrate. I believe God's got good plans in store for our country. But we're going to go through a real rough time, but we got to get on the right side of the issue for God, for the Constitution. Freedom for everyone in America. Everybody, American citizens, you know, deserve the same equal treatment across the board. You know, righteous judges that actually fulfill the law, don't make the law. And it's, you know, the reports are that it's going to be rough, but this country that God is building up, it's going to be a voice to the world.
What a time for upward mobility.
Yeah.
I mean, and really to bless the nations. We talk about this all the time. What we're doing through VFNKB Love Box.
Yes.
And how we're blessing the Philippines and. Mm. It's a beautiful thing, but it's because we are so prosperous and blessed in the United States.
Yes, and make sure you don't miss it. I got this free book I want to be able to give you. It's talking about I Will Fight. You know, nine strategies for success. We got it in the last process. It's about to ship it out really soon. We want to give it to you free. The details are on the screen where to get it. But it's, you got to fight. You may have a vision. You may have a dream. You may have a passion. But if you don't understand the fight, you will not fulfill that dream. You have to go faster because it'll come with a fight. But it's a righteous fight to be able to bring to pass what God's placed in your heart. So it's free of charge. Actually, shipping and handling. Get it to you. And it has so much more offers. You can go to the details right there. John, what's after this break?
Well, actually, we have a question for you. We want your comments below. We want to know about your personal economy. How has what's happening in our nation affected you, your purchasing decisions? Are you going on vacation? Did you get any bonuses? Share the encouragement because we got to get this word out.
Think about this. There was a day in America's history where everyone thought about the country first. Mm. When people stood up and said, listen, we have to fight to defend the freedoms of America. There was a fight when neighbors, there was a day when neighbors would stand up for each other. And all of a sudden something shifted like around the 60s and 70s. And the loyal, people being loyal to their company, companies being loyal to their people, individuals being loyal to each other, spouses being loyal to the spouses, kids being loyal to the family. It's just been a great attack.
Yeah.
And it's turning back. And it's so exciting to hear J.P. Morgan CEO,
Jim Diamond
talked specifically, because he just talked about, you heard earlier part of our program, that this is the best time in history for America. We're just so blessed and things are going good. But yet he still knows that we have to put the country above your company, your business. And if we'll do that, we'll have a company, we'll have a business,
right,
and we'll have jobs. As a matter of fact, let's join J.P. Morgan, the CEO,
Jamie Dimon.
The interest of the country should be put before the interest of your industry or your company. And so if businesses are constantly coming down and asking for, you know, that one little thing that helps them. You know, like I hear these horror stories, you know, just do what's right for the damn country. Your business is going to be fine. And in fact, your business will be better off if the country's strong. You know, so business has to be a little careful to be a little, it's too self-serving. And, it, you know, that does not appeal to the American public. It doesn't help politicians get things done. And so that's what I'm saying, an earned income tax credit, you know, taxing your carried interest a little bit, those would be good things for America. We should do that and help them at the lower end with education, income assistance, all those things we need, okay, but have corporate tax reform.
That's so important. And he's just being honest.
Yeah.
And what he's talking about, people are just showing up and choosing self-interest decisions instead of the country. And that's happened for so long now. And you're seeing decisions made by a Congress that's not even thinking about our country, thinking about the safety, not caring about these angel parents that lost their loved ones when people came across our border illegal to commit crimes against the people, or breaking. This one particular man is reported on the border. He says, we don't even lock our doors, because if we lock our doors, they break our windows.
Yeah.
And so they come through the door. And so there's a time to be able to stand up for our country and to protect the country. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that seems the only time that the country becomes, you know, together and comes in unity is when we're at war or under attack.
May that not happen.
Well, it reminds me of a prophetic word of Hank Hooneman that you just released, that he was sensing that potentially it could be something coming in our nation.
If we don't unify.
That would bring us.
Oh, we're going to unify.
To unify, one way or the other. So we don't need a tragedy like that to come together and say, you're valuable, you're a human being. It doesn't matter these minor things. It matters that we're Americans. Right. And that we're going to stand for our Constitution.
God counts, our Constitution counts, and you count. If any of those get moved out of their place, then nothing counts. And I think about when the hurricane hit Houston, and it pulled out, it came back and hit it again, and just great tragedy. If you're in Houston, our prayers went out to you. We supported you through Operation Blessing, and we know that a lot of you are still recovering. But that brought us together because you went out in the streets, and everybody started helping everybody. And so we don't need another tragedy like that. But that's what Hank Hooneman is talking about. And John Paul Jackson, prophetic man that's now with the Lord, he said specifically, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse until we unify, until we get back. And I like what he said, too. He said, the best thing we can do as believers, because a lot of people say, you know, buy some beans. Others say, buy some guns. Somebody else does. It's crazy things people are saying. But this is what we got to do. Live a righteous life under God.
Come on.
Not perfect. Understand we're righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ, but just say, you know what? I'm going to start going to church and hanging around righteous people or people
that
love God and have good friends who love God and love God. And that it just, you know, the best thing you can do for your family is to put your family up under a minister of God and your family grow up under that anointing and choose God over finance and realize that you'll have a family at the end of it.
Yeah, you know, so important. I just spoke to a gentleman that told me after the end of his divorce that the only 2 years, the greatest years of his marriage, that he was still mourning, that's no longer, was the 2 years that they made a commitment to come into the house of the Lord and be amongst other people in the church and work towards having a relationship with God. After a while, they just fell out, weren't attending, and everything went downhill.
Well, see, there's a lot of, it's so sad, there's a lot of temptations when the economy's doing so good. You know, you think about, well, I get more money if I go here. I get more money. You always have to understand, you know, where is God in this aspect of it? And your most important thing is to be, there's a grace for your place, to be where God has you, be under that anointing, and God's going to protect you. There's something special about the place that God has called you to be. And if you're out there all on your own, and you're out there, you need to get connected to a body of believers. You need to be up under a word that God knows he could speak to you through that anointing that's taking place. And, you know, we VFN Dream Center, we're totally here
that's
for
right.
many people around the world. You know, we love our tribe and people that's called to relate to us. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. We truly believe and have a passion. We'll be talking more about it, that God's called us to be a family. Mm. And he wants sons and daughters. You know, he wants a family. He's called a father. He's not called just a God out mm-hmm. there. He's father. You know, we pray to him as father. And Jesus is Lord, but he's also our elder brother. And so it's family. And our most healthiest expression of who we are is when we're hanging around a family, laughing, living life together. And it's not like going to church. It's like being the church. And so you can find out more about that, you know, at the Vine seminars that are coming up. You can sign up for them, find out more details there as well. But there's so many ways that you can get connected today and be so blessed and be part of a family of believers. And no matter where you go, when you're connected to the Vine and VFN, you know, you're
connected.
You're connected because, as you know, you're listening now from all around the world. And we're just so excited about it. John, what's next?
Listen, before we go to a break, we want to hear from you.
Oh, yes.
Your voice matters.
Yes.
And so this platform allows you to share your thoughts and your feelings. What do you think? Do companies need to put, you know, the country first before their own company? Well, let your voice be heard now. Let us know what you think about it. But when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about...
Tell them to comment. You comment, then comment right there below.
Comment
or write
below.
To us at friends at vfnkb, you know, .com. We want to hear that. And also, I was interested to think is that have you seen, you know, companies that chose their company over the country. Or chose politicians who chose their prominence and their political party over our
country.
And we got to get back to saying, you know, God, country, and family, right?
That's right.
I'm sorry, but yeah, I wanted just to hear from you as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.